Hi, my name is Cliff Freeman, and welcome to the second season of PhD Tips. Similar to last season, we will hear a variety of PhD tips from real-life doctoral students who will eventually defend a dissertation at the end of their academic journey. In addition to current PhD students, we will invite individuals who are in the application phase, postdocs, and PhDs in the field to share some of their insights. If you've been following the ride, thank you for returning. If you're new, welcome to PhD Tips.
Okay, so this is year four for me in my PhD journey. I low-key actually realized that it was year four when I introduced myself at a meeting the other day when we were doing introductions. So my name is Cliff. I'm doing a PhD in mathematics and science. Specialization really is in mathematics education. And I said I was in year four. And so time's flying. And theoretically, technically, I'll finish. So I have all of this year for year four and all of next year. Academic school year to finish up the whole program. And I know, because I had a meeting yesterday with my advisor, that I have no more classes to take. And being on this side of the, you know, the doctoral PhD journey, is I felt like classes were, I'm not going to say the classes were a waste of time, but I think, they weren't a waste of time. maybe they weren't the best used, of my time, probably because I'm getting so much experience in the different projects that I'm working on, either at work, at YPP, and with the STEM Cascades group. It just seems that the things that we're doing, you know, is what the classes are either alluding to or talking about, saying that when you get into your career, you'll be doing this thing. But, you know, we were already doing those things. So it just seemed like it was not the best use. I was just ready to do practice. But I'm not going to say that the classes weren't worth it. They were all very enriching and useful. Learning about the theoretical frameworks that underpinned the things that we were doing. So I'm grateful for that. But we're in a season now where I am having to be basically 100% a content creator. Not a content creator in the sense that the popular culture, where I'm in front of a video doing TikToks or actually making this podcast right now. Content creation in the form of writing. So looking at the data that I've been collecting for some time and organizing it in a way where that I could analyze it. So dissertation writing, well, before I even can even get to dissertation writing, my journey ahead is I have to finish my dissertation proposal. Tighten that up. Basically, the proposal is for me to propose what I will have my dissertation about. And actually, before I even do that, I have to actually I submitted one of my qualifying tasks. There needs to be two qualifying tasks. And at Boston University, they're in the form of papers. So I wrote two papers, one journal article that's been published already. So that's one, which I'll potentially leave a link for that in the description. I think they posted it online already. And then the second one is also going to be published, and it's going to be a chapter in a book that centers on anti-racist mathematics. So that's what that one's not yet published. So that one's going to be a book chapter. So when that comes out, I'll probably put that link into this, the show notes for this too. But anyway, I have to submitted one, got edits, and I'm just waiting for my second reader to finish reading and giving a thumbs up. Hopefully they don't give significant edits, because I've found out that I really don't like editing after I've written the paper. But anyway, that paper is probably basically done. And then this second qualifying task, I've already written it. I sent it into my advisor for edits. So, well, actually, I sent in the version from me making the edits that she has given me. And so now she just has to reread it and figure out how those edits feel now. And so then I'm just going to send that off to the second reader and then do that whole process over. So I have to apply, create a form. BU has these forms where when you're doing your qualifying tasks, it's not a class that you're taking. It's a form that you have to submit to the college. Say you're doing a qualifying task, so I have to submit those two. And then once I finish the two qualifying tasks, get those squared away, I am going to be doing base only dissertation advisement until next semester. I'm going to teach a class where I'm going to be tightening up my dissertation proposal, and then I'm going to set a hearing date, and then I'm going to make a presentation about what I'm going to propose to write in my dissertation. So content creation is going to be this year's goal and journey. Until next, I can probably start writing my dissertation in the spring. And that's going to be fun. And when I start doing that, I will do another check-in. So yeah, that's my journey right now. And hopefully you will hear from me soon.